Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Today in the paper, you are telling us about a major student initiative with proctors going on.
Yeah, this is another chapter in what in the last 10 years or so has been the revival of downtown Schenectady, and a story about how people in the city are finding new uses for old vacant commercial buildings. It's also important to note how important a role Proctors is, both a theater and institution, plays in spurring some of this downtown activity. So this new space is on the third floor of the old Carl Company. It will be called the Adeline Graham Theatrical Training Innovation Center, but it actually will probably be called the Addy. It will operate under Proctors umbrella and will serve as both a training and performance space for students. It's expected to open by October 1st. Proctors is going to use the space for its summer theater camp, and there will be a 100-seat venue, which Proctors CEO Philip Moore said will be used to show films. Another section of the third floor will also be used by the Empire State Youth Orchestra and its Creating Harmony Inspiring Music Education program. Proctors will use the space beginning in the fall. They're very excited about it, but any discussion of the Carl Company, especially in Schenectady, prompts memories of the wonderful department store Carl Company was. Talk about its elevator, its old-fashioned service, and its wonderful window displays at Christmas time. It really was an anchor in downtown Schenectady. There were 7 speakers at an event Tuesday launching this project, and nearly all of them couldn't resist talking about the history of the building and their personal connection to the space. Adeline Graham, a former member of the Proctors board who died in 2012, was a lifelong Schenectadian and is the individual whose $500,000 donation made the Addy a reality. The total cost of the project is $2.2 million, which also included a $100,000 donation from Graham's husband, Wallace, who also spoke Tuesday. Carl Company, for those of you too young to remember, was a department store that opened in downtown Schenectady in 1906. They moved to a new building adjacent to Proctors in 1916 and remained there before finally closing its doors in 1991. The building was finally taken over by the county and then given to Proctors in 2004. Proctors offices are on the second floor of the old Carl Company, and the first floor is now the GE Theater. Philip Morris said it took a while to figure out what to do with that third floor, but he said as they watched the creative economy bloom in Schenectady, it became clear that this was a great opportunity to train young people into a business that has lots of work, and that business being the arts.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us this morning. And you can find out more about this and other stories in the paper today by heading to dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.